Welcome to Everyday Endeavors, a Christian podcast where we talk about becoming more like Christ in our everyday lives. Regardless of ethnicity, age, or sex, this podcast walks through the various aspects of life, whereby we try to mature like Christ daily. I am your host, Osasre Mafidon, and welcome to Season 3. Hi, everyone. I hope your 2024 has been going well so far. Can I say Happy New Year? I think I can. It's still January. Well, today's January, the last day of January. Hi. How was your January? I hope it was well. I hope it's off to a good start and is not too hectic already. Yeah. Surprisingly, mine was off to a rocky start. And I was like, ah, God, is this how we're going to start the year? You're not going to give me a break or something? Yeah, it was definitely more than I anticipated. The whole month of January was a lot. It was a lot. But which brings me to the episode for today. The episode for today is a word from God. A word from God. So I know it sounds very super like spiritual. A word from God. Tell me a word from God. I don't know how it's been perceived in your church or parish. But a word from God is simply God telling you a word. The Holy Spirit ministering to you a word. Something. Something specific to you. In that season or within that year. And I guess I just want to quickly talk about the importance of having a word from God in your year. You know, when things are going on in life, you can't foresee the future. So technically, you're not ready for what's to come. The only person who knows the future, the beginning, the end from the beginning, is God. And because you're his daughter, or if you're not his daughter, the truth is there is a God and he loves his children very much. So a word from God is very important for a Christian because it helps you. It anchors you when the storms of life come. A word from God helps you when you don't know where to go, but you can look at what God has told you and be encouraged. So a word from God, for example, 2023, I didn't have a word. I know some Christians from certain sectors are like, what? And some people are like, I didn't even know this was a thing. But I didn't have a word, and I saw the negative effects of that. When times got tough and it was hard to, and I didn't, like, whether I didn't know what was going on or it was just a really hard season or it was more than what I expected emotionally, psychologically, physically, having that word, something to go back on, is like having something to tell God, like, God, this is what you said to me in the beginning of the year. Help me. It's a form of anchoring you. It's a form of encouragement. It's a form of, you're not by yourself. God has foreseen all these things and he gave you this specific word, this specific scripture to help you because he knew. So having a word is very important. There were so many different things I could not have anticipated or expected in 2023. And I know that if I had had a word, something to hold me through all those ups and downs, my outlook on the year would have been different. When I was in those issues, I would have felt differently. I would have been more encouraged, less discouraged. I would have been more, I would have been more firm in my convictions. Yeah. You know, there was one day I was in the washroom And there was like this bug or something on the floor. And I just started to like play with it. I would move my leg to one side and it would quickly scurry along. And I would move my leg to the other side and it would quickly scurry along. And then the Holy Spirit said, "Don't be like this bug when trials or tribulations come. You're so frightened. You're just frantic, running up and down. But remember who has you. Remember that God is your father." And I remember thinking, "Oh, this is so true. Oh my gosh, God is my father. I have nothing to worry about." And months later, it was like back to back to back something. And I quickly forgot that word that the Holy Spirit gave me. I quickly forgot the revelation that the Holy Ghost told me. And I remember on occasions, I wish I had a word. I wish I had something that would help me in those seasons. At least to like look back in scripture and say, God told me this in the beginning of the year. And he's not a man that he should lie. I'm gonna be okay. Let's go. Rather than, God, I don't know if I'm gonna get past this or if I don't know if I'm explaining it well, but I think you get the gist. So I just want to explain the significance of a word. Yeah. So, a word that God has given me and I've seen been very, very, what's it called? Very, very, like a lot of people have been able to hold on to it, is Isaiah 41, verse 10. It's a very notable scripture by most people. It says in NLT, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up by my victorious right hand." I'm not saying this is the word from God for you specifically, but maybe it is. But I know for myself in this season, in the things that I can foresee would bring fear or anxiety, God is telling me to not be afraid. God is telling me to not be discouraged. God is telling me to be strengthened. God is telling me that he will strengthen me, that he will help me, and that he will hold me up by my victorious right hand. And when things happen day to day, when I don't get the thing I was expecting to get, when I am discouraged, when I feel afraid, I can remember what God is saying to me. Because this, when a word from God is God also speaking to you as a father would speak to his child, God is telling me personally, don't be afraid, for I am with you. So when I feel fear, what God is telling me is to not be afraid, for he is with me. When I feel discouraged, God is saying, don't be discouraged because I am your God. And he's telling me that he will strengthen me, he will help me, and he will hold me by his victorious right hand. Which is very encouraging. And there's different scriptures, or it might be more than one scripture, that God is giving to you. Right? And you know it's a word from God when it's been confirmed. Whether, I don't know, you're seeing it around or, well, first it's you feel a conviction in your spirit, not like, oh my gosh, this is a word from the Lord. But that scripture, it's like it's stuck on you. You say, okay. And then maybe as you're reading it and you're looking at the plans you already have or the plans that God has told you, you're like, oh, this definitely applies. And then maybe someone talks about it or you see it somewhere that you usually wouldn't see it. I mean, God's confirmation is different for everybody, but there would be like, you would know that God is telling you. And more than me giving examples, as far as you believe in Jesus Christ, as far as you have the Holy Spirit within you, you will know. So that was what God was saying to me. And I think it really is beautiful that God is so kind, so gracious to tell me in advance that I don't need to be afraid, that I don't need to be discouraged, that I have his help. And he is the one that will uphold me with his victorious right hand. And, you know, the parable of the seeds. The parable of the seeds and how there are different seeds that fell on, or how there's seeds that fell on, how there are seeds that fell on different ground, and some ground choked it, some ground allowed it to flourish, some ground, different types of things. But well, I'm just pressing buttons like I know exactly where it is. Holy Spirit, is it? Oh, it's 13. Wow. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Matthew 13:4-9 says, as he scattered them across his field, some seeds fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly, but the soil was shallow. But the plants soon withered under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still, other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as have been planted. And then the disciples were like, "What does that mean, Rabbi?" And Jesus explained. He explained in verse Matthew 13, verse 19. The soil that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have troubles or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seeds that fell among the thorns represent those who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of life and the lure of wealth, so no fruit is produced. And the seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and represent a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much that has been planted. So, why did I read that? In Matthew 19, verse 20 and 21. Well, verse 20 and 22, that was me. So when I had this, I mean, it's funny enough, when I had the exact same scripture in the beginning of the year, because God confirmed that that was a scripture for me throughout the year. Literally January 2nd, something crazy happened in my life, and I did not remember the scripture. So it's clear that I didn't have deep roots in that scripture, and it didn't last long at all. And the seed that had been planted, the word that God had given me, fell away as soon as I had trouble. And yeah, fell away as soon as I had trouble. Or the message is quickly crowded by the worries of life. It was those two. So I'm coming here to tell you the significance. Because even with those things that happened in the beginning of the year, a couple weeks ago, now if I look back, I can still say this scripture and be thankful to God. But as I'm walking February, March, April, May, as God is helping me, I will be able to hold on. And this scripture will be deep, deep inside of me that no matter what happens, before fear can even come in, the Holy Ghost has already ministered that God is with me. Before discouragement can come in, God has already said that I am your God, that He's encouraged me enough to know that He will strengthen me and He will help me. He will hold me up by my victorious right hand. Yeah. So that's my example in just showing you the significance of having a word and being able to apply it into your everyday lives because things will happen. But just as a form of encouragement, having that yoke or having a word from God and being intentional about hearing, and it doesn't have to be like you're not gone because you didn't start in the end of December. It's okay. You can start today. You can start today. If someone hears this episode in 2 years, they can start then and there. But it's just the significance of having a word from God throughout your seasons, because He sees everything and He knows what you're going to go through. So He tells you in advance. He speaks to you in advance, to your soul, to encourage you so that you're able to withstand and you're able to conquer. But yeah, that is my encouragement, my happy new year and happy 2024. Excited, elated for what God is going to do in our lives episode. But yes, obviously that is my recommendation. Just seek God for a word and you'll be surprised what He tells you. And I pray that you're really able to receive one, because God is not withholding it from you. And yeah, it's going to be a great year. It's going to be a fantastic year. And I'm grateful for this platform and what God is doing in it. So, yeah. Let's do God's work. I'll see you guys on the next episode. And I hope that you enjoyed and you learned a little something today. Thanks so much for listening. And yeah, go live out your life as a creation of God in your everyday endeavors.